Learn to no end. Let the world grow. I got a fortune cookie once with the following text. If you do the same things you've always done, you will get the same things you've always got. This is trivial and almost silly when applied to an individual, but it becomes something else when applied to generations. As laws of the universe would have it, all the bad things that are up in the air right now will occur unless we stand up and prevent them from occurring. There is no one to prevent nuclear war today. There will be nothing to stop a moron from starting one. If you leave it up to the politicians, they'll impose sanctions, all right. But 30 or 50 years too late. You see, we did the same things we've always done, and we got the same things we've been getting. We are on our way to repeat the century. Even though war, this day and age, is absolutely the dumbest f***ing thing in the world, it still happened because of the ghouls that still live in the past. There's only one lesson to teach. It is a lesson about building a path through real education and towards intellectual independence, towards knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. There are too many things left unsaid between generations today, and there isn't enough class in the universe to prevent that silence from eventually being broken. Do not do things that prevent you from having a happy future that is truly worthy of you. It is easy not to set a foot in the bar, but it is not so easy to stand up for real education with real and profound results. Without learning for real, your knowledge will be largely fake. Without a powerful body of knowledge built across an entire lifetime, one that cannot be conjured up in the last minute by cramming, we will get looped around in a mad circle just to end where we started. Without real education, there will be nowhere to go but straight to the beginning of the previous goddamn century. If politicians were able to help, you would be equipped with a universal income card that would make your parents green with envy. And a clunky but fantastic and privacy-respecting gadget that will slowly lead you through all the world's most beloved modern nonfiction. Don't let anybody mess with your education. Not politicians, not teachers, and especially not parents, who seem to have been fine enough with the fake education for you to start getting one. You are in a very weird position right now, because high school is really just pretending to teach you, while doing an outstanding job convincing you that their horse shit curricula add up to make you knowledgeable somehow later on, where it all kind of comes together and makes you smart. It never adds up. It never becomes a coherent whole. Good books that sell well, that are held in high esteem by intellectuals, give you a coherent picture. Textbooks and standardized education is a political fantasy. It doesn't work. It never worked. We are just getting around to making school more realistic. And up until now, we didn't know what works and what does not work. Now we know what we have does not work. We'll have to make education more relevant to each and every student. Recognize the fact that standardized education is a dumb idea, that it can't work, because that's not how our minds work. We are explorers. We are creative geniuses. So as long as we learn at our own speed in a sequence that matches us best, anything other than that is fantasy. Children will just use memorization and pretend that they have learned something. What you need to do is start learning in a school that you create for yourself, on your own, without telling anybody, and you start with books that are held in high esteem by intellectuals. This will make your fake school grades take a permanent nosedive. Personally, I wouldn't care about fake school grades at all. They just don't matter. Real knowledge matters. Fake school doesn't matter. You will have to take the school that you have built for yourself and turn it into a school that others can learn from for real. I suggest you use computers because they will easily allow the students to create a custom, unique path through all the books and videos and materials that you gather for yourself. But maybe you'll find a better idea. Now listen carefully. Politicians will not help you because they know exactly how little it would take for you and your students to become smarter than they are. It's really that simple. They don't want you to be smarter. They don't want you to have an edge. They just want to do their thing without being called out. Do not merely ignore the people pushing you away from making your life and this whole world beautiful. Listen to them very carefully and neither forget who they are nor let them get under your skin. Kurt Vonnegut captures the situation that you have to prevent from occurring in one of his precious quotes. True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country. So don't look back. Fight to make your way towards intellectual independence, towards knowledge, wisdom, and your greatness. Because those things have direct impact on your decision making. And then this idea of overworking yourself for most of your life, that's crazy. That's wrong. You are meant to become a great being. What follows is a very tiny list of interesting people whose names I love to say. Maybe something here will capture your attention. Remember, a great part of meaning of life is found in becoming a great being. Plato, Aristotle, Baruch Spinoza, David Hume, Immanuel Kant, Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, Soren Kierkegaard, Friedrich Nietzsche, John Dewey, Greta Thunberg, Michelle Alexander, Sir Ken Robinson, Astra Taylor, Evita Ronell, Martha Nussbaum, Jill Tarter, Renee Brown, Richard Dawkins, Ayaan Hirsi, Ayn Rand, Lord Martin Rees, Daniel Dennett, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Bill Bryson, P.Z. Myers, Alex Filipienko, Seth Shostak, Sean Carroll, Jared Diamond, Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, Philip Zimbardo, and a couple of philosophy books. The Giants of Philosophy, as read by Charlton Heston, and The Story of Philosophy, The Lives and Opinions of the Greater Philosophers, by Will Durant.